vocabulario, gramática,
listening y speaking.
Aprende estas y más habilidades en este tu podcast English Way RD para aprender inglés con Thomas
y Starling. Vamos, ¿qué esperas? Exploremos el idioma a tu paso de forma divertida en este nuevo episodio.
Welcome, aspiring entrepreneurs and seasoned professionals alike, to another enlightening episode of our podcast, dedicated to unraveling the secrets of success in the world of business. I'm your host, Thomas, and today we're diving deep into the realm of business language, exploring the top essential phrases that every business professional should have into their repertoire. So, whether you are sealing deals or navigating corporate labyrinths, let's equip you with the linguistic tools you need to thrive in the business world.
Don't miss out on another episode. Want to join our exclusive community and support our work? It's easy. Subscribe on your preferred platform with just a click of the subscribe button. Plus, if you want to directly contribute to the growth and quality of our program, join our Patreon group. Just click on the Support the Show link in the description and become part of the team that's making it possible for this show to keep getting better. Your support makes a difference. Now, let's go to the show.
Let's kick things off with our first essential phrase, cutting edge. Cutting edge. In today's ever-evolving business landscape, staying at the forefront of innovation is crucial for success. When something is described as cutting edge, it means that it's at the forefront of technology or innovation, setting new standards and pushing the boundaries of what's possible. So, whether you are launching a new product or implementing a groundbreaking strategy, strive to be a cutting edge in your approach. For example, our research and development team has been working tirelessly to develop cutting-edge technology that will revolutionize the industry. Next one is bottom line. Bottom line. At the end of the day, what truly matters in business is the bottom line, the ultimate measure of a company's financial performance and profitability. When someone talks about the bottom line, they are referring to the final result or outcome, often in terms of revenue, profits, or losses. So whether you are analyzing financial reports or making strategic decisions, always keep the bottom line in mind. For example, while the new initiative may be innovative, we need to consider its impact on the bottom line and ensure that it contributes to our overall profitability. Again, while the new initiative may be innovative, we need to consider its impact on the bottom line and ensure that it contributes to our overall profitability. Let's continue with think on your feet. Think on your feet. In the fast-paced world of business, quick thinking and adaptability are essential skills for success. When someone encourages you to think on your feet, they are urging you to react quickly and decisively to unexpected changes or challenges and opportunities. So, whether you are presenting to clients or handling crisis situations, be prepared to think on your feet and respond effectively in real time. For example, during the Q&A session, be prepared to think on your feet and address any question or concerns raised by the investors. Again, during the Q&A session, be prepared to think on your feet and address any questions or concerns raised by the investors. Another one, which is one of my favorites, is get the ball rolling. Get the ball rolling. Every journey begins with a single step. And in business, getting the ball rolling is the first crucial step towards achieving your goals. When someone talks about getting the ball running, they are referring to initiating or starting a process or project. So whether you are launching a new venture or implementing a new strategy, take the initiative to get the ball rolling and set your plans in motion. For example, now that we have finalized the details, let's get the ball rolling and start executing the marketing campaign. Now that we have finalized the details, let's get the ball rolling and start executing the marketing campaign. Another phrase that will be really useful is stay ahead of the curve. Stay ahead of the curve. In the competitive landscape of business, staying ahead of the curve is essential for maintaining a competitive edge and achieving long-term success. When someone advises you to stay ahead of the curve, they are urging you to anticipate future trends and developments rather than simply reacting to them. Always be proactive rather than reactive. So whether you are conducting market research or innovating new products, strive to stay ahead of the curve and position your company for success. One example of this, that you could use this phrase, is by investing in emerging technologies and trends, we can stay ahead of the curve and maintain our leadership position in the market. Again, by investing in emerging technologies and trends, we can stay ahead of the curve and maintain our leadership position in the market. Well, the next one is one that I use a lot and my bosses use a lot with me, and it's touch base. Effective communication is key in building strong relationships and fostering collaboration in business. When someone suggests touching base, they are proposing to connect or communicate with someone to discuss progress, updates, or next steps. So whether you are following up with clients or coordinating with team members, make it a habit to touch base regularly to ensure that everyone is aligned and informed. For example, let's touch base next week to review the project status and discuss any challenges or concerns that arise. Let's touch base next week to review the project status and discuss any challenges or concerns that arise. One that pretty much is prompt to challenge is raise the bar. Raise the bar. In the pursuit of excellence, raising the bar is essential for driving continuous improvement and surpassing expectations. When someone talks about raising the bar, they are advocating for setting higher standards and pushing the limits of what's possible. So whether you are setting goals for yourself or your team, aim to raise the bar and strive for excellence in everything you do. For example, our goal is to raise the bar in customer service by providing personalized experiences and exceeding customers' expectations at every touch point. Our goal is to raise the bar in customer service by providing personalized experience and exceeding customers' expectations at every touch point. Now, let's continue with another one that is a little bit moving, and it's get down to business. Get down to business. When it's time to focus on the task at hand and cut through the distractions, it's time to get down to business. This phrase emphasizes the need to prioritize work and concentrate on achieving results without delay, meaning focus on your job. For example, let's skip the small talk and get down to business. We have a tight deadline to meet. Let's skip the small talk and get down to business. We have a tight deadline to meet. Another one that, oh my God, these phrases, definitely I use them a lot at work. Stay on top of things. Stay on top of things. In the fast-paced world of business, staying organized and productive is essential for success. When someone advises you to stay on top of things, they are encouraging you to stay vigilant and keep track of important tasks, deadlines, and developments. For example, With so many projects on the go, it's crucial to stay on top of things and prioritize our workload effectively. Let's continue with hit the ground running. When starting a new project or endeavor, it's important to start strong and make immediate progress. To hit the ground running means to begin something energetically and with full force without hesitation. For example, we don't have time to waste. Let's hit the ground running and tackle this project head on. There you have it, folks. 10 indispensable phrases for success in the world of business, from staying on top of things to hitting the ground running. These phrases empower you to communicate effectively, navigate challenges, and seize opportunities in the dynamic business landscape. So let's incorporate these phrases into our lexicon, harness their power, and watch your business endeavors thrive. Now, this is only part one of this episode. Tune in for our next episode, where we are going to explore more phrases which are necessary for your success in the business world and for you to be able to communicate effectively. That concludes today's episode of our podcast. I hope you have found our explanations of essential business phrases insightful and empowering. Please join us next time for more invaluable insights and strategies to help you excel in the dynamic business world. Until the next episode, please do not miss it. Bye-bye for now. Gracias por unirte a nosotros en este episodio especial. No olvides suscribirte a este podcast para aprender inglés en tu reproductor de podcast favorito como Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts o cualquier otra aplicación de podcast, y así vas a obtener actualizaciones semanales de nuestros nuevos episodios. Recuerda visitar las notas del episodio en EnglishWayRD.com. Ahí encontrarás las conversaciones que trabajamos en cada episodio, las transcripciones y recursos adicionales de nuestro podcast para aprender más inglés. Recuerda que tenemos dos episodios semanales, lunes y miércoles. And last but not least, never forget to practice. Practice is the key to success. La práctica hace el maestro. Recuerda darnos 5 estrellas en Apple Podcasts, Spotify o cualquier otra aplicación en la que nos escuches y te permita un sistema de ratings. Nos escuchamos en el próximo episodio.